Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is the first in a new series which I'm calling Being British. Because as you possibly know, I am from Great Britain, I am from London. And I think that I am British in a number of ways. And I'm never going to deny that, even though there are some things which I don't love about being British. There are other things which I think are great or funny, maybe. And so in this series, I'm going to be talking about being British and what it means and maybe how the rest of the world might see us or how we see ourselves. The first episode today is entitled No Worries If Not. And you'll understand why, hopefully, as we start the podcast. But before I do that, I want to give you just a couple of things that you need to think about for when you're listening to this podcast. The first thing is a bit of grammar. Listen out for how I use the expression spend time. If you use this expression, spend time, and then you use a verb, that verb needs to be in the gerund form. For example, I spent the evening cooking dinner. It needs to be cooking and not I spend the evening to cook. So listen for how I use that. And the second thing is a phrase that you might need help understanding. I'm going to say I don't know where we stand. If you say where we stand or where I stand, it means to be certain about our responsibilities in a situation. So if I say, for example, I don't know where I stand, it means I don't know about my responsibilities, what my responsibilities are, or what's needed from me in this situation. So listen out for that expression. Okay, so here is the first in this new series, Being British. British people are complicated. One of the most common phrases you'll read in messages and emails from British people is, no worries if not. We use this when we make a request which might seem unreasonable or inconvenient to the recipient. For example, if I have a class with a student, but I'd like to rearrange it for some reason, I might say, would it be possible to move our class to Friday? No worries if not. I searched through the messages on my phone and found hundreds of examples of no worries if not. If I translated that into more direct English, it really means I want something to happen, so can you please agree to it? In other languages and cultures, this type of thing is much more direct, and I can see the advantages. With British indirectness, you never really know what the person is thinking. We spend our lives trying to understand the true meaning of a message, and so we never really know where we stand. On the other hand, it's a nice polite society where we generally avoid strong confrontation. It's passive-aggressive behaviour. Do you think we should be so apologetic all the time? I seem to say sorry 1,000 times a day. Maybe instead of saying, no worries if not, we should make a request, and if the answer is no, then the answer is no. Our fear is that the recipient of the request will feel bad about saying no. So we're making it okay if they say no, if that makes sense. I suppose the real translation of no worries if not is, I'm so, so sorry that I have to ask for this to happen. Because if you don't want it to happen, or it can't happen, it's going to ruin your day. So I want you to know that it's completely okay with me if you say no. I told you, British people are complicated. So would this sort of thing happen in your culture? Or maybe people are much more direct. How is your culture different? So that's all for the first episode. I hope you found it interesting. I hope it made you consider the way that your culture acts in certain social situations when you want someone to do something for you. I hope to do a new episode of this series every few weeks or so, so we'll really psychologically examine what it means to be British. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then I always like hearing from you. So you can send me an email. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.